Ramble.
Guys, we have one wild episode for you. Get ready.
Pretty Basic.
Hey guys, what is up? It is Remy.
And it's Alicia.
And we are coming to you yet again from the couch with the Squishmallows.
I love them.
We are here to intro the episode today that I will be honest, I left this recording thinking, you know, Rem, it's okay. You can keep some things to yourself.
Did you really? Yes. I'm dead.
I realized, you know what? I love being open with people and I love sharing stories. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I was a little embarrassed at how much I did spill. Oh, by the way, today's episode is a collab, a pod swap between.
It is our very first pod swap.
Oh, yeah.
Very exciting. If you guys don't know, when two podcasters have a podcast and they want to, you know, it's like a collab, but a pod swap is the proper terms for the podcast world.
Live, love, laugh, pod swap.
Live, love, laugh, pod swap. Basically, if you guys are fans of the DIY queen herself, Lore DIY, she has a podcast with her boyfriend, Jeremy Lewis.
Jer Bear. We love Lauren. We love Jer Bear. And we were so excited to do this episode. And today's episode we thought would be the perfect time because Jeremy is indeed and very open about it with all of us. And so we thought that it'd be fun and also obviously open with you guys about how in the past he was a little bit of a fuckboy.
Yeah.
And so we took this opportunity to roast said fuckboy. Not yes. really. We didn't mean to roast, but we kind of roasted. But we really just had some questions. And like we've done episodes before in the past about fuckboys. We've had Cal come on and answer some questions. But we've never talked to an actual ex-fuckboy.
Also, I don't even have that many like straight guys in my life.
Yeah, no. Jeremy Mark's like my third friend. And one of them includes Cal. I'm not even kidding.
So it was just interesting to get inside a straight guy's head of why a guy might do something, whether he had already personally felt that before himself or just knowing friends or whatever. So it was really funny. So definitely buckle in, send this to someone who you feel like might need it. You know, no context, just sends the fuckboy episode to a friend.
Just give him a timestamp. Yeah. Also, we did indeed, again, record an episode over on Wild Till 9, and they did also film it. We are working on videos for Pretty Basic coming. I'm not going to say soon because I'm not sure when they're coming, and I don't want to say that.
I'm kidding.
We are going to work on them, though. But if you guys want to watch the video, then watch over on the Wild Till 9 YouTube channel. And Lauren and Jeremy, we love you. Thank you for having us on. And let's roll the episode.
Pretty Basic.
Hello.
Oh my God, are we going?
This is it, everyone. Drum roll, please. We have
on the couch.
One very, very wild episode today. Am I right, Remy?
Only till 9, though.
Only till 9.
Yeah, then we got to go home.
They got jokes.
Thank you. We didn't. That one's not on the one-sheeter. We are joined by our wonderful friends, Lauren and Jeremy, who do indeed have their own podcast called.
Oh, it's me. But I feel like you've got a better radio voice. You do it.
No. You do it.
Wow, but I do first half.
You do have a good
you
radio
kind of
voice.
Yeah, that was a good voice.
He's got a good ass radio.
By the time one of us says it, they'll all have logged
it's
off.
It's 1 till 9. 1 till 9, bitch. 1 till 9, baby.
We're not swearing on this episode.
Right.
Keep it clean.
I can keep it clean. It's not bitch. Not wild till 9, not bitch. How did I do? Did it go well?
So far,
our good. Only chance at promotion on the PB podcast.
Hey guys, we're from Wild Till 9. We're super excited to be here.
See, you should have just done it from the beginning. I don't know why, but then it wouldn't have been funny. Me.
No, okay. This is. I like watching this banter. Like, I was like this, back forth.
Okay, guys, if you are not familiar with a wild duo, they are Wild Till 9. We have Lauren, Lore DIY, and Jeremy.
I thought for a second you forgot my name.
No, I was gonna say her boyfriend, Jeremy. And I was like, I don't know, do you guys like...
No, literally, the joke on our podcast is like, in every article when we launched the pod, it was like, Lore DIY and boyfriend. So now we just start the podcast.
You're just the boyfriend? Yeah,
but no, it's a full set.
Whoa.
So it's like,
I didn't say it. I get to be the boyfriend.
That was so... Yo, he's laying it on thick. He is laying it on... Don't fall for this shit. He is laying it on thick. He's trying to make a good impression on the PB audience. Just wait. Okay, go. Also, I love this episode is about fuckboys.
I was just gonna say.
I feel attacked. We haven't even begun.
We haven't. Yeah.
No, this
we'll
is...
give you 1 point for that, though. That was kind of good.
1 point for me.
1 point.
Let's go.
Anyways, they have a podcast. They have a podcast, so definitely go subscribe to it. But we are finally doing a crossover pod because they have a podcast. We got a podcast. Pretty Basic listeners. We, dare I say, we did do an episode about fuckboys a few months ago.
We did. Well, we've done a couple that are, I feel like, a little reminiscent of what we want to do today. We have done an episode on fuckboys, which we didn't take. We did indeed take advice from Men's Health, which we don't think that was
a representation.
Good. Yeah. No, I don't know.
When you say Men's, you mean like the magazine?
Like the magazine.
Like the shirtless like dude. I found articles.
We found articles because we don't have any straight guy friends. I should have consulted you.
You know what? No, you are in for a treat because today, live, we have a real life ex fuckboy.
There's your intro. That's a much better intro.
Lauren and fuckboy start new.
No, okay. I just, before, like, in all seriousness, Jeremy was an ex fuckboy, now recovered. I think that's literally an episode title. Recovering ex-fuckboy? No, you've recovered. Past tense. Mm. Jeremy's a great boyfriend is what I'm trying to say.
And how do you feel like you did?
You know, just let's move on.
Well, you know,
what's
we next? Didn't even promo. We are doing an episode with them on Wild Till 9, and they do indeed film their podcast as well. So check it out on YouTube. Go watch it. We're going to talk about some fun stuff.
Thanks, Remy.
You're welcome. Can't we? Well, we didn't do a promo. We didn't tell everyone.
Do you guys remember back in the day when, in like, kids cartoons when like Scooby-Doo would be on another like yes. cartoon and yes. they would do crossovers? Yes.
Now I'm thinking of Hannah Montana and Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
Iconic.
Is what it feels like.
Yeah. I mean, no one else is going to think that is going to be the case with us, but it's really cool to think about.
Are we Scooby and Scrappy-Doo?
Wait, what do?
Are we Scrappy-Doo?
You're definitely Scrappy.
I'm Scrappy-Doo. You're Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
Can I be Pebbles?
Well, that's
okay, so we got Flintstones.
Like we do crossover. Do you remember that one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Iconic.
Yeah.
No, I was too young.
A baby.
Fuck off.
Anyways, can we get a little intro from you guys in case, you know, some of the Pretty Basic listeners do not know you, would love to, you know, hear who you are, all that stuff. Lauren, I feel like they all know you, but you know what? They may not.
I, you know what? Jeremy, take it away. Take it away. I can't wait to hear you go off on this.
What? No, you go.
You go.
No one fucking knows who I am.
Right. So tell the people. Tell the good people of PB
Hi,
who you
my
are.
My name's Ann Boyfriend. It's great to meet everybody. And if you watch our podcast, you'll think the same thing.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I'm a YouTuber from the same era as Remy and Alicia.
Era?
From the same era. From the same decade.
Ew.
I know. Ew. How nice way to age us. And now I talk about dicks and sex Whoa. And all the things on our podcast, not on PB.
Well, now you feel like you're holding back on PB, and that which is just rude.
I'm not holding back. I'm just going to be less vulgar.
Okay.
Filters.
So I love it.
So far, how do we feel like we're not being vulgar?
Well, yeah. Well, when half of this ends up bleeped.
Hey, my name's Lauren. I used to do crafts. Now I talk about dicks. What's up, PB?
What's up, PB?
Okay, let's do that thing real quick. Okay. You describe me and I'll describe you.
Love this.
Okay. Okay. Cute. Jeremy is an ex-frat president who can also randomly sing like a Disney prince, had a small stint on reality TV doing a cappella in like a whole group. Like not just Jeremy doing a cappella, but like a whole ass group.
I think a cappella means a group.
Oh, does it mean a group?
Yeah, well, I don't think one person can do it all.
Oh, you're right. Right, because you need multiple voices.
Can we confirm?
Everyone's wrong. But oh, yeah, let's really? Keep going.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Anyway.
Acapella just means without a backing instrumental track. So like
not like zoom, 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 zoom.
Oh, We just watched it.
Like acapella is like voices only.
Okay, got it. So you, okay, anyway, had a small stint in reality TV in an acapella group within college.
Every time you do this, it's like, great, you've taken us to 2013.
I'm getting there. I'm giving people a recap.
Okay.
You just have like a lot of layers and it's like, you're like an onion, lots of layers.
Gotta so we have peel them back.
Yeah, peel them back. So we've got ex-frat boy. We've got reality TV.
Yeah, we established
singer.
Both of those things. Let's, yeah.
I'm getting to the next onion layer. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, stop rushing me. And then worked in music for a little bit, and now you work in tech. And now you're Ann Boyfriend on the Wild Till 9 podcast.
My greatest accomplishment to date.
And Moose's dad.
Yeah? Oh, that's going to piss people off.
Well, you know, we're not here to entertain relationships that are 5 years old, so let's Ooh, go.
Well said, Lauren.
Oh my God. I can't wait for Tiger Beat to pick that one up.
J14, Jared Jr. Yeah. The tea is hot.
We're looking at you, J14.
Okay, go. You're going to do my intro now?
Would you like me to do your intro?
Yeah. Okay. Hype me up, babe. Gas Lauren. Me up. Oh, wait. What's gas me up?
Gas you
me
up challenge.
Gas you up challenge.
Gas her up.
And of course, I know what the gas me up challenge is, but for the listeners at home, let's explain it for them.
You know, it's just a time where you give someone in your life, you know, a little gas you up section. You
While
know,
you're like filling your car up with gas, yeah. You uncultured.
On Alicia Marie Vlogs, in case you watch it.
As if I'm not subscribed, so keep going.
Duh. I know you watch every single vlog. You know, anytime I'm gassing up my car while it's you know, filling up, I'll vlog and I'll pick someone in my life to, you know, shout out and just hype them up. So it's like the gas you up challenge.
Do you have a nickname for your Aston Martin?
Ashton.
That's Miss so Remy nice.
Ashton. Just Ashton?
Ashton Marie, to be exact.
Oh, exotic.
She's a Marie.
Lauren.
Here we go.
Yeah. Just awkward segue to this, or as Lauren likes to call it,
Segu.
And for those who know that, real ones. Lauren is, I always describe her as the creative director of her own life.
Oh.
And
hang on, sarcasm is coming.
No, there's zero sarcasm here. Okay. And I would say that she's in the middle of a bit of a transition phase, but you know, we knew her the last 8 years as the craft girl, and now we know her as the craft girl who fucks.
I Let's go. Love that.
Let's go.
Is that it?
I will accept that as my intro.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, if you want to learn more, then head on over to Wild to Nine or Lore DIY and hit that subscribe button. You'll learn more.
Wow.
Or Craftopia on promo. HBO Max.
Can I not plug that?
Plug away, bro.
Okay, good. Let's go. I got in trouble.
You know, it'd be if we really went through all of our accomplishments, it'd be a 2-hour podcast.
Aww. So fuck boys. Today we're going to talk about Okay, no, I really want to know. When Alicia and I started the pod a couple years ago, it was
Flex.
I always think about the one meeting that we had that was with our team about, you know, like what happens if, you know, you guys get into a fight? What happens if like this happens? Da, 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 da. How has it been thus far? Starting a business together as in a relationship, and also, have there been any roadblocks thus far?
Ooh, go.
Me?
Yeah.
I would say the number one thing that we've learned is that like if one of our energies is off on filming day, we just need to abandon like the recording that day. And I'm sure you guys, it's the same thing for you guys too. It's like it doesn't matter if you're in a relationship, but like if one of us is not feeling the vibe, it's gonna be a shitty ass podcast.
Yeah, don't try and save it. There's like no point in like saving like that recording that day. Like it's not worth the emotional bullshit that comes along with like one person feeling like they need to shoulder it for the other one.
And what's crazy is there's been plenty of episodes where one of us will leave afterwards, specifically more like pre-COVID when we were in the studio, and one of us would kind of have to carry the episode more, but we just knew the other one was going through it. However, we also don't live together, so I feel like it also made it easier to be like, okay, we're going to do this. You know, maybe Rem had to carry the episode because I was in a mood or something like that. But then it's like, okay, we go home and debrief and kind of like, you know, get it together. But like living together too, I feel like that has to make it even more.
Living together and in a pandemic, meaning you don't leave.
Yeah. So I can see how it's like more important to be like, you know what? We're not even going to go there. Like, let's just not.
I will say what's interesting about Lauren is that she has this like uncanny natural ability to make business decisions faster than anyone that I know.
Probably faster than I should.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, toxic? I don't know.
Like, and I'll this is the real gasser up. So when you're the not cool, I have no leverage in this situation. Like realistically, I'm the one coming in who has a job in tech. She's the one that comes in and this is what she does. She has a massive audience. It was interesting when we started like the quote unquote business, quiet on set.
So sorry.
When we started the business, like everyone on Lauren's team told her to take 51% and give me 49%. And I also said, yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And Lauren, no, we're not doing that. It's 50-50. You don't have the business. I don't have the business. To her own detriment, almost, in the sense that she was the one fighting for this, what she felt was fair, which I see. But not everyone would do that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. And she just like came to that decision by herself and was like, we're going to do this.
I think also we have a good working relationship in that like the things that I'm good at, like I think the creative side of like doing like the thumbnails and like the design assets and all that stuff, like I handle that. And then when it comes to tech, I don't know how to press a single button on anything we do on tech related stuff. And Jeremy picks up where I leave off.
We do like all of my like biggest weaknesses are her biggest strengths.
That's
I know
perfect,
you guys
though.
Wanted the tea there, and unfortunately,
no. I think that's great. I mean, we haven't had any issues yet
so
either.
I mean, in our contract, there's a clause that I remember being so scared seeing it for the first time. It's like, if they are to like have a friendship breakup, then blah 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 blah. And we're like, what does this mean? But like, it makes sense. But yeah, that's so interesting. Oh my god.
And also, like, we sat down in the most nerdy of ways before we like actually started this thing and like listed out like what is our number one priority. Like, is it making money?
Yeah.
Or is it being happy together?
Yeah.
And it was being happy together. We basically said, like, if there's ever like a shift in that where it becomes about money, then just stop the podcast.
Yeah. Just, abandon it.
Yeah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Moving on, we'd like to talk about the history of you two. Alicia, do the hand motion that you wanted.
Oh, we'll get there. We'll get there. A little preface to how long have you guys been together now?
Forever.
It feels like
forever.
Honestly, we just like, two years and something?
Yeah.
It's 2 years and something. Two
and
years
then when
and some
did you
change.
Start the podcast?
Probably about a year into dating.
Damn.
Oh, wait, no.
No. It hasn't been that long.
A year and a half? It took us like 95 years to get all of like the startup stuff going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I would say over a year and a half before. Is that right? Do I have this wrong?
You want to go?
Go. No,
so,
I don't know.
Lauren had a quarter life crisis New Year's Eve of 2019 going into 2020.
Yes, can confirm.
And then she decided she wanted to start a podcast that talks about penis with her boyfriend. And here I am.
I mean,
and
who else?
Then we filed for an LLC in February of last year.
Okay.
Called Right Swipe, because we wanted to call the show The Right Swipe.
The book. The airport
book.
Right.
The book.
And
the
then
airport.
Our lawyer came back and said, if you want to go against like Match Group and everybody else, this is a great way to do that because Tinder owns The Right Swipe. And so it took 6 months
Wait,
after
Tinder
that.
Does?
So Tinder right. and Bumble are yeah. both fighting over the trademark Swipe Right. And so even though we were the reverse of that, it's like it was too messy to even get involved.
Oh, I thought that it was just because of the book this whole time.
No,
because that's a separate different category for trademarking. So they weren't actually the issue. It was Bumble and Tinder just being like massive conglomerates in like the media space, that there was just no world where A, we could afford lawyers to like go up against them, and B, is just like too lazy. Like, no.
Oof.
Yeah.
Damn.
So Wild Till Nine. So and then
so
we started 6
though.
Months later in August of last year we started. So it's
was
been
our
like
first
6 months.
Episode. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I say. Okay. Awesome.
We've never shared that part of the story.
I was thinking about people at home who are thinking I want to start a podcast, and they hear LLCs and trademarks and they're like, "Wait, what?" Cuz obviously you don't have to like trademark it, but especially cuz we're all doing other business things, when you actually think about longevity, or if you want to have a book with it, or if you want to have like spin-offs or like
merch
shows or like whatever
and
merch,
too, yeah.
like that is important, which is crazy to think about cuz it's so much more than just a podcast.
Oh my god, actually can I complain?
Yes, please.
Go off, babe.
It's about you.
Uh-oh.
Don't go off, babe. Don't
go off. Keep it
up. You know what sucks about having a badass girlfriend?
Oh, okay.
If I wanted to start a podcast with one of my friends, it would cost, you know, a cent, whatever it costs to get, you know, a couple mics and record and push it out, because I'm not worth suing. Lauren, because she's like this multi-million dollar just brand that's just fucking killing it, like she has to protect any and everything that she does in her business. Mm-hmm. So like it costs a ton of money to like set it up the right way, quote unquote.
Yeah. What he's like, trying to say is make sure to click all of our ads in the YouTube videos, because we still haven't made a single dollar.
No, my point is like working with you, who like has like a track record of a ton of success, actually is really difficult to get anything new off the ground.
It's messy and difficult, and there's so many different parties involved between like lawyers, trademark lawyers, business managers, managers,
contracts.
Yeah, right. Like, it's so much more work than
it's like anyone at home. If you really want to start a podcast, just start one.
Yeah,
it's not that hard.
It's the difference between a passion project and an actual business.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's my complaint by the fact that you're, you know, obviously great.
I'm annoying. Yeah, I get it.
Well, your words. Alicia, why is there a hook coming out of your ceiling?
So I had a hanging chair there, and then
that was old Alicia.
That was boho. That was old. Alicia.
Did you have boho stage two?
Yes, not as much, but I did.
Lauren is still getting out of her boho stage.
No, I would say we're out.
Okay,
we're out.
Okay,
we're out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're I thought out. About putting a disco ball there.
Ooh, that's fun for pictures.
I want to do a video where I turn my living room into a club.
I think you,
when the COVID is just been too long and you missed the
club. Doesn't the disco ball need to be in the middle though?
Well, I'm not. I already have a hook.
Well, you gotta get the hook. You're right.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
You know.
Sorry, that's not good for anyone at home on the audio side. But Alicia has a heavy duty fucking hook coming out of her ceiling.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
There's a beam. It'll hold.
And for all seven of you who are left, hey.
Rich editing this is having a field day. Okay, but now thinking about the fact that, Lauren, you've had a public relationship before. I know we don't talk about it, but we don't talk about it. It's fine. Were you nervous when you guys talked about even starting a podcast? Because that's still, you know, putting something public with a significant other.
100%. Okay, so I've explained this before a few times, and so like I feel like I've really nailed down like the semantics of it. So when you have a relationship that is very vlog based, especially daily vlogs, and this happens like subconsciously, like I feel like maybe now for some creators they're like doing it on purpose, but like when we were vlogging so much of my past relationship, you accidentally create this narrative that gives off like the perfect relationship.
Yes.
And you create these like crazy high standards and expectations for what a relationship.
Flowers every morning.
Well, I don't know. Well,
I remember the backyard snow. The snow thing.
Luckily, that was a brand deal. And I think we ended up splitting that
money. You literally
money.
Sound like you're describing the plot to WandaVision right now. Like you're like creating a false narrative.
You literally create a false narrative. And again, whether it's conscious or subconsciously, you create this false narrative. And so like when... It just sets the standards wrong for everyone that's watching and everyone that is also in a relationship. Yeah. So they're like, why isn't it this perfect? And so like I got out of that being like, I will never do that again because it's not healthy for me. It's not healthy for the relationship. It's not healthy for viewers. So I think like what's majorly different about doing the podcast with Jeremy is that we're having real ass conversations that are not so much based around our relationship. Like obviously we share like funny stories and stuff, but it's our opinions on things that matter usually. I mean, we definitely talk about like vulgar stuff that it's more just like entertainment based, but even if we were to break up, nothing would change about the things that we had potentially given advice about or spoken to.
I love that.
Yeah. So it's just like, it's just a totally different dynamic that like, if we were to break up tomorrow, I wouldn't regret any of the things that we had said on the podcast.
Yeah. I love that. Anything to add on that?
That was perfect.
I think also to add to that, back when you were vlogging, like obviously we knew you when you were vlogging your daily vlogs and then we know you now, and your core values and like what you talk about on the podcast, I feel like you would have said years ago too. Mm-hmm. It's just that you felt like you had to censor yourself, which we talk about all the time about how like we've had like our quarter life crises where we're like, oh my God, we want to like share more of ourselves. And that's how I feel like I was able to finally talk about anything like sex related or anything like that on this podcast, and I never would have talked about it on YouTube. So it's cool to see that through your podcast as well, you're able to open up more about yourself, but like you as a person haven't changed.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that like that was the disconnect for so many viewers too, is like they would catch tiny glimpses of like what I was actually like, and then they'd see this like fake narrative of like these daily vlogs where I'm like screaming, like acting like a fucking 16-year-old. And then now everyone's like, oh, you are normal. Oh, you're having sex? Oh my God. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I feel like I finally got to like meet, my brand finally got to keep, like match what I was
to, like,
actually.
Catch up.
Yes, it's catching up. Literally, that's exactly how it feels.
Oh my God. Okay, fast forwarding. You meet a guy. You heard he has a past.
Who are we talking about now?
I don't know. How was that?
You know what? I I think that a lot of guys need to go through a hoe phase. Like, I think it's...
I think everyone does.
So that's what we are going to be talking about in today's episode, everyone. Buckle in, insert the ad here, whatever. You know what? We're going through it. Grab some popcorn. Maybe tag... Now's the time you should text this episode to a friend. I know you're thinking about someone. There is someone in your mind where you're like, damn, they need to hear this. I'm thinking about them. I'm going to send this to them. Not the fuckboy, a friend who needs it. You know, someone who's been personally victimized.
Why'd you look at me?
No, by a Jeremy.
By a Jeremy.
I think we're going to use the word fuckboy.
Sure. Yeah. They're not synonymous at all. Yeah. No. Good.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But going back to your question, I think that there are so many guys in particular, and I think girls need this too, but for some reason, I think it's an ego thing for a lot of guys where they need to run through a hoe phase for...
Oh my God.
What?
Run through a hoe phase?
Sprint, to be exact.
Sprint through a hoe phase. Or maybe it's a long distance run. I don't know. Whatever you need to do to get that out of your system. I feel like a lot of guys.
Yeah, I had a whole
marathon.
He sprinted the marathon though.
Mm-hmm. Sprinted the right. It was a long time and it was fast. Long time and fast.
Okay, so what I would love to talk about is not just we'll get to the depths of it all, but what's the journey, the curve? You know, like where does the start of the fuckboy stage
and
start?
For everyone at home, I want you to just Alicia's got this great hand movement going on. It looks like she's like petting an exotic cat.
It's like a curve. Yeah, like exotic.
Rolling hills.
What do
rolling
you think?
Hills.
Mm-hmm. We're just gonna be putting you on blast this entire episode. I hope that's fine.
Okay.
No, you're gonna experience history.
I've done an episode with Cal before where I asked him some of these questions that we will be asking you.
I listened to that episode.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Sweet. Thank sir, Cal fans. Had no answers whatsoever. Absolutely no answers.
But
you know,
okay, but here's the thing. I think Cal has an answer for guys who didn't go into this phase with as much of an agenda.
Mm. What was your agenda?
That answers one of my questions
that's
already.
So concerning.
What does that mean? Because Cal did indeed have a hoe phase.
Right.
But I can definitely tell you, like, even if yours and his numbers were the same, it would have still been different.
Right.
So what was your agenda?
Have as much fun in whatever capacity until I didn't want to do it anymore.
Now, was that a conscious decision or did you just one day notice like, oh, this is what I'm doing?
I think it wasn't a conscious decision like I am now going to have sex. No. I think it was like...
Now.
Okay. No. Does everyone remember listening in the room the first, like before your first kiss?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The idea of a kiss was like a mountain to climb.
Mm-hmm.
But then once you had a kiss, well, you've climbed that mountain before.
I like what I think you're about to say. I just like keep going.
She's grinning.
I'm holding my breath.
But like, I know. You're like, oh, I liked that. I'm going to do that again.
I'm also thinking about my high school boyfriend right now.
Same. Literally same.
Really?
Shout out Joey.
Joey.
I'll fucking kill him. I'm just kidding. Hi, Joey. He's a big Pretty Basic fan, so we don't call him out like that. Joey. Hey, Joey. Like and subscribe. No, but like you dip your toe in the pool, and you're like, ooh, I liked that. And you just kind of keep doing it, but you don't realize that you're doing it a lot, and it's consuming part of your life until you're already on autopilot doing
it.
So it's like, I think a lot of fuckboys in particular aren't like going out to like, I'm going to ruin lives.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing what they think is fun for themselves and not taking into consideration anybody else's feelings while they're doing it. Mm. So I think sometimes you need to just fucking like stop someone in their tracks and go, what you're doing is hurting other people. And until they actually hear that and think about it, they never like give that any energy. They
but
don't
also,
give any thought
okay,
to
like
it.
I think not to defend the fuckboys of the world because like,
no,
that's,
fuck them.
That's, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mean, screw them.
But I think that some people need to go through that selfish phase, and whether that looks like having a sprint through a hoe phase or just like taking time to do with whatever they need to do, like I feel like some people need that like selfish period to just do what's best for them. And like, unfortunately, I think that means like running through other people's lives and like messing stuff up.
Oh, it's just all fun until someone gets hurt. However, like no one, I feel like most people don't intentionally go into it wanting to hurt
exactly,
anyone.
Exactly.
But then you're there and you're like, oh shit.
But do you think, I feel like when I've had my past experiences with said fuckboys, they knew what they were doing. I know they knew.
Okay,
what
but
they
I think
doing.
That situation was because it was like a more long-term fuckboy situation. I feel like that was more strategic, and I think he was more like psychopath level than like
keep it going, bitch.
Are we talking about me?
No, my situation. No, I'm saying that like I think that scenario, because it was more long-term fuckboy, like he was literally just like throwing Remy in different directions the entire time, but that was like on a psychopath level.
Yeah, but I think some dudes have I think you're conflating being a fuckboy and being
a hoe for a night.
Emotionally unavailable.
Emotionally unavailable, but also like his interest, he was probably more interested in feeling like he was in control of the situation
100%.
As opposed to the sex.
Wait,
okay.
One.
Because like for me, as a fuckboy.
Not you solving my years of trauma with one sentence. Oh
no,
my
like,
God.
She gets it printed and framed.
I get it made as a neon sign above my bed. I turn it on for Cal every night.
Yeah. And Cal's like, so that's going to stay here, huh? I don't know, Cal, is it not? No, it will. No, but like I can confirm. When I was in the height of my fuckboy phase, I just liked having sex and fucking around and getting drunk and doing whatever. Like, in fact, the thought of being in control of a situation made me feel like I had a little bit more of like part of it, which actually wouldn't have been interesting to me. Like, I just wanted to go do more of what I was already doing. That guy coming back and wanting to like just test the water every single time he like felt you kind of like slipping away. That's a whole other can of fucking
power
words.
Ego thing.
He was in love with me, is what you're saying.
Ugh, he was insecure and needs
therapy.
Okay, so far we've definitely distinguished that there are different kinds of fuckboys.
Right.
So just want to fuck around, have sex, don't care. Ones that are emotionally unavailable and are playing with your feelings for control.
Right, and it's probably a void of their own childhood.
We need to make a graphic. We should have Haley make a graphic that goes on the PB thing. That, you know, it's like, is this you? Yes, no. Like one of those things.
Funny.
And it all ends to fuckboy.
What kind of fuckboy are you?
In a Venn diagram of just like how much of a fuckboy you are.
Yes, emotionally unavailable fuckboy. Fuckboy that just wants to have sex.
Yeah.
Yep. And sometimes you get 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
3 out of 3.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they all meet in the middle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, according to my Men's Health article that I did indeed mention earlier, they describe a fuckboy is all about getting his dick wet.
True or false?
That's true.
True. Absolutely true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not false.
I think because even thinking back to the emotionally unavailable guy, the end goal was only to have sex. That was it. I.e. fuckboy.
That guy? The psychopath we're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, got it. I mean, how long did this go on?
Too long.
Too long.
Too long, baby.
Probably like a year.
Okay, and do you know if he was doing this to other people as well?
Not confirmed, but for a long time, I would bet money no.
That's a whole other can of worms.
Oh, shit. Okay. So there's layers. So clearly they're smarter than we like give them credit for.
No. We're not any smarter than you give them credit for.
We.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's, hi, my name is Jeremy, and I was definitely a fuckboy. No, like, I think the year-long thing with you, that to me is like, it's a, because if you're a fuckboy,
You don't care.
You wouldn't care enough about somebody else's, like keeping somebody else's attention and feelings.
Would you listen to my podcast when I dropped it for the first 3 episodes, including the ads, and then text me about them?
Lol.
Yeah, like,
not from personal experience that we're speaking to,
asking
but
for a friend.
Yeah, no, totally. Like,
asking for
in this arbitrary experience that didn't actually happen, probably. That's weird. That's control.
No, yeah, that's weird.
T.
That's weird. I would like, that's so foreign to me.
I mean, that just means that there's either it's like feelings and or like ego wanting to hear about themselves.
But like I would even go so far to say is like the women that I think in the past that I, whether it was an accident or not, like hurt their feelings by the way that I acted. Mm. I'm so ashamed of that. I almost want to pretend and never interact or hear about anything with them again because I'm embarrassed because I feel like I fucked up.
Oh.
So the fact that he's coming back to this and hearing and listening and trying to engage with you, there's a void there that dude needs to go fucking get some therapy to talk about.
Alicia's face right
well,
now.
Hopefully I'm still living. Listening, and maybe you can use BetterHelp. Maybe we have a coupon code.
Yeah, Wild9. Use code Wild9.
Do you guys actually have one?
Perfect. Use Wild9, and hopefully that helps you. Thank you so much.
That's just my thoughts. And if this dude's actually listening, just like take a fucking moment.
Oh no, I would really fucking hope. I don't think so.
Yeah, but I feel bad for him because he does not have the tools to get out of that headspace.
Okay, so if anyone's listening and there's a guy you've been talking to for over a year and you feel like this applies to them, it's most likely a control thing. We cannot confirm that, but just from our guest.
Hi.
Alicia, call it what it is. Okay, call it what it is.
You know how you find out?
Yeah.
Cut them off.
Ooh, and see what they do.
Yeah, because the only thing that guys...
Like, sorry.
No, right. Like... The thing that guys are really good at doing is like trying to like finagle and just finesse their way back into a scenario when they feel like they're losing control. Mm. And if you cut them off and make it very clear that you're not interested in them anymore and they continue to search after it, you know.
Mm.
It's not a fuckboy thing. It's a void of just absolute fucking control and power and so much bigger than that.
Remy's like, she's got like, you know, the meme where she's got the equations flying over her head right now.
Yes, I'm the woman.
Computing.
Yeah, but protect yourself. Put some distance between that dude.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, so if someone is listening at home right now, and you feel like you can relate to this scenario, maybe you've been talking to someone on and off for about a year or so, and you're kind of wondering how to navigate this. I'm curious now to hear, like, whether Lauren from your side or Jeremy, what you what advice would you have for a girl in that situation who would love to change said boy or girl, whoever, and thinks they can change them? Like,
well, I got an answer, but go ahead.
I also have an answer. Do not waste your time and move the fuck on. Here's like, I just feel like this is the bottom line to every relationship ever, or like that weird middle dating stage. If they wanted to, they would have.
Mm-hmm.
And I have learned that.
Should we do that in unison one more time? 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
That was so nice. Acapella. Did you do acapella? Was that it?
Zoom, 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 zoom.
No, but it's so true. It's like, I've been in that position where I like had this expectation that I went back and forth of being like, I think that person wants this too, but like, yeah, I'm not sure. I think this person wants it too. And like, if there is not a clear alignment on very core values and they're not giving you the reassurance that you're aligned, like, why the fuck would you waste your time? Like, go find someone who's gonna like check all those boxes and you check their boxes.
I think that's really easy for you to say when you're not from that individual's perspective. I think it's a little bit muddier.
Also, I feel like you're really good with knowing your worth. Like, that's something I've always...
No. Well,
she's like, I had a phase two.
No, but like, I think to me, it should be less about the, I want to change that person or this or that. It's like, what do you want? Why do you want to change this person? Like, you need to be able to answer that first.
You want to change the person? Well, I can't speak for everyone, but at least for me, when I was in the situation of like, I want to, it was more about myself of like, I want that recognition. I want that validation. I want to be the one that's good enough to change this person.
And that's exactly how I felt as well.
And I think that's the general consensus. Yeah. Of like, I can do it because like you want to feel like you are the one sole person in the entire universe that could change that person from being, whether it is being a fuckboy or just like changing their ways.
Yeah. And I think it's even like to expand on that, like you want to feel like they love you enough to make a change. Mm. You know what I mean? And so it's like when that change doesn't happen, and I want to be very clear, this is not a fucking healthy mindset to be in.
No.
Let's be very clear here. Like, this is not advice. But like, it's hard to not feel like they don't love you enough to make that change, even when that change just maybe means that you're not right for each other.
That's some scary shit, y'all. Everything you just
this
said.
This is how girls think, though.
It's this is stressful up in our heads.
Yeah, but like, you cannot control what somebody else thinks about you.
Right, but I think that there should be so much conversation and dialogue as to what you both want and expect.
Totally, but then put your energy towards the conversation and communication, not towards trying to manipulate a scenario to turn out in a way that you think is beneficial for you long term.
I think you're giving us too much credit as to like thinking ahead and like trying to manipulate and like strategize the conversation.
I don't want you to manipulate.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't. I think that's like giving girls too much credit to say that like we're trying to do that.
No, I don't think it's giving the girls deserve all the credit in the world, Lauren. One.
No. I'm saying that it's like girls don't go into that being like, I'm gonna manipulate this little bitch to move in with me.
No, totally. But like, if you think about it, if you are from the female or male perspective, it doesn't matter. If you don't know what you want short and long term, how can you expect somebody else to fall into the cracks and meet you there long term in a healthy capacity?
But what if you do know what you want?
If you do know what you want, then it's very simple. If you know what you want and you're in control of that and you can communicate that, great. And if they respond well, perfect. And if they don't, then what you want obviously is different from what they want.
That's what I said from the get-go.
Look at us. Look at us being on the same page.
We have all ended up
We got
up
there. We
here.
Got there.
No, but it's like, you have to know what you want.
I do like that.
I think that's just good dating advice, though. Or just advice in general. Like, know what you want before you go out there. Because if you are just running around freely, then it makes it a lot harder. And I feel like then I'm really trying to engage with my past trauma.
I can tell.
I can tell too.
I think that if you, this is me talking to past Rem. I think that if you're not set in what you want to, then it's easy for you to sway. And that's when you get into the mindset of like, I can down for that, or I could do this, or I could change him into doing what I want now. And then it changes every day.
It's
that's,
crazy.
That's messy. Yeah, that's messy.
Guys,
for sure.
I mean, although I think we like have this weird like control and power issue, I don't know many of my close guy friends who are like, I just want to change her to be a little bit more like one of the boys. Like, or like, I want to like change your influence. Like, that's not something that I feel like a lot of them like go into relationships.
I can
thinking.
Literally think of three guys that think that.
Really?
Yeah. 100%. Where they're like, oh, she's so high maintenance. Like, I wish she was just more chill and like smoked more weed and was like one of the bros, but like I could have sex with. I think that's just not your friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never heard a guy do that.
Do you have cute single friends?
Yes.
Because Alicia's never asked.
Just a quick sigu.
I absolutely do. And they all like guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Damn it. Sorry.
Let me know.
I have like two straight friends.
That's why you're on here right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're only straight.
And one of them's dating Remy, so.
Cal again.
I have to just say, the advice I'm getting here really made me move mountains. With Cal, it was like, I don't know. I would never think like that, so.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, he didn't have such an agenda.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Which is good. That's wholesome.
So if a guy sees a girl at a bar, they hook up.
Remember those days?
Yes. Remember those days. Does he assume she only wants to hook up too? Like, are they just like, we both want to hook up with each other. Okay, cool. Bye.
Lauren about ate her microphone, so.
I feel like guys go into that being like, you know what? I don't know. Maybe I can't even speak to this. Jeremy, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I really want to hear whatever just like took over your face for a moment.
I feel like guys are like, this would be really fun if we go home tonight, but I'm scared she'll want more.
That's a narrative I think a lot of girls think.
It's not far off. I mean, I think guys love, I mean, some guys, like I used to, it's not that I didn't love sex. I did. It was great. It was fun. Mm-hmm. And still do, of course.
I was going to say, okay, so we like, used to love sex.
But if I'm
being, red lights, baby. Pink lights.
No, but if I'm being entirely honest, I enjoyed the game and chase up to it way more than the sex.
Yeah.
Like to me, and it's probably speaking to like some ridiculous childhood insecurity of me, but like at the bar, if you look over and the girl looks back at you and you go, oh, okay, got it. That's what I was chasing. Mm-hmm. That idea of like, oh, like she likes me, or like, oh, she's attracted to me, or like, oh, I can go home with her because she finds me worthy enough. Mm-hmm. Whatever that insecure, mm-hmm. unhealthy void is, mm-hmm. that's what I was thinking of. Mm-hmm. And the moment that like that was achieved, mm-hmm. it was an immediate switch of, well, I better get the fuck out of this situation before she does catch feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I'm not thinking about the feelings until I get done with the game.
Got
but the
it.
Game's not healthy in the first place.
Yeah.
Like,
but the game's
like,
fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Remy's face right now, I'm so dead.
Do you think it always stems from some sort of like, whether it's a childhood insecurity or an insecurity in themselves, or they got their heart broken? Like it stems from a feeling that makes them not want to ever feel that way again.
I mean, like my tall, lanky, awkward ass that was missing a front tooth. The moment that like I...
Sexy.
Right. It was just like...
What happened to your tooth?
I just wasn't born
Why'd
with it.
Why'd you glaze over? What?
I just wasn't born with it.
You didn't have a tooth?
This one's fake.
Shut up.
Ash has a fake tooth.
Mm-hmm. Like in the middle. And then like, and as I say, you could just land a plane through my gap. And so I was like painfully insecure and awkward. And so the moment a girl was like, hey, and I was like, did me? Hi, Jeremy. Nice to meet you. So hi, nice to meet you. So like the idea of just like continuing to feel that like validation is just so exciting for me.
So, oh my God. Okay. I just imagine like that scene in my head as like the start to a movie. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At the bar.
Jeremy's life just as a whole is kind of like a weird movie with lots of different chapters.
But like the issue of course is like it starts in this like not like healthy place, but like it starts in like a like your intention is not, I'm going to go fucking hurt people.
Yeah. You just like it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
Who doesn't like feeling like
validated,
wanted but, or yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like the problem is like for all the people that like get too far in then go, oh shit. It's like an addiction. Like you're like, you don't realize that you're addicted to that feeling until you're balls deep in that feeling.
Do you have a moment where you're like, fuck, I'm in it?
I think it's when you like look at the destruction you're causing and you don't know how to fix it. And so you just do more of it.
Jesus.
It's not healthy.
And as a whole, we apologize to the women of Los Angeles.
And Kentucky.
And Kentucky.
I knew that was
and the suburbs of Chicago.
Illinois.
And a little bit of like a also a national tour. Yeah, it's a lot, yeah.
The women, that Italy, the that one time in the United States.
There was that one time in Europe, yeah.
Okay, I want to know then, when you met Lauren, were you ready for a relationship or did it just kind of happen?
It made no sense.
Really?
See, that's where this is where the graph comes back in, you know?
We have hit the plateau.
We have hit the plateau of like, damn, we're in it. We're causing destruction. But at what point?
But I want to keep going.
No, hold on. The last time that I was a total hoe.
Okay.
Like, I was coming off of being engaged. So it was like, that was a different hoe phase for me. Like, I went into that.
I get that.
I went into that very, because I wasn't in college. So like, I like knew how to communicate enough at that point to be like very upfront and open and honest. Like when I was on dating apps of just like, not trying to make it seem like I wanted a relationship.
Yeah.
Mm. And like I was the one putting more distance there. The problem is knowing that from the reverse, now on the flip side of that, they're like, wait, so like, does he like me or not? Like, why is he so communicative about like what he wants and what he doesn't want? Can I change that?
So,
oh my God.
Spark note version right there being, if he says he doesn't want a relationship.
He does not want a relationship.
He does not want a relationship.
You should believe him.
Even if that was like 3 months before, you know? Does that, like, you know what I mean?
I think you should, at any point in time, you're wondering whether he wants a relationship or not. If you don't feel comfortable enough to ask. Then he doesn't want a relationship.
Take that shit at face value.
See, here's the thing. I think a lot of girls, they hear it. You know, it goes in the ear, but then maybe a month goes by, a few more dates go by, and then they're like, "Well, that's how he used to feel, but maybe it's changed." But
he said, "I love you."
His bio still says it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I see notifications from Bumble still going off on his phone.
But he's swiping right next to me.
Yeah. Okay, so if he says he doesn't.
And it's not to say, of course, it's always like, when I met my boyfriend, who's been my husband for 47 years. Like, of course, there's going to be times people change their mind.
Of course,
but like, you can't assume someone's going to change their mind. You're only going to get in trouble there.
I think girls, it's just, even though they know, and it's like, okay, I know, they hope.
But what if they tell you they love you, even though they tell you they don't want a relationship?
So, Ren, we've talked about this. This guy was sick in the head, and he needed help. So.
No, but like, that's the most
people
traumatic.
Need to hear that.
Like,
that's fucked. Yeah, that's
destruction.
Fucked
yeah, like, that's like, that's yeah. fucked up.
You're like, this is love. Yeah. What the fuck?
I don't want it.
Nicholas,
I
mean, like, Sparks lied to
I
me.
Think the problem is like a lot of guys are just like Neanderthals when it comes to communication. And so like they say so much shit they do and don't mean anyway. It just like, kind of falls out. And so like I think like he says one nice thing one time that you like then hang
and
on to for 3 months.
You hold on to it. Yeah.
And when I say you, Rem definitely held on for too long.
Definitely. Yeah. It's on my neon
sign.
It was on
her
side. Bed.
Mm-hmm. Wait, can you tell him the one time about the summer?
Oh, tell me about the summer.
The quote.
I don't know what you're talking
Block
about.
Block his number.
One time during my year tour with this one person, I would every like it would it was it started out like frequent and then it, you know, as time goes on,
where'd you meet
less
this guy?
Less. A party.
Oh, remember those?
Good times. So I told myself that I would block him, and I would like leave notes around my house, be like, you stupid bitch. But I gotta tell him this one story. One time I was coming home and I had a picture of us, right? And so yes, thank you. I had a picture and I was like, I came home from a trip and I was like, fuck him. Like, Rem, you deserve so much better. Like, you need to stop. Like, this
also,
is so bad.
Like, just to pause you, the worst part is that literally every person, including myself in Remy's life, were like, bitch, you deserve better. Block his number.
This one bitch gave me the okay, and that's why we have a podcast.
Oh,
now we're best friends.
I was like, Liz.
And the rest of us like, are like, do it. Block his number. What are you doing? And Rem just needed the one half okay to go in on it.
I would literally leave hanging out with you guys where you're like, fuck him, block him. And I come here and she'd be like, I mean, that's okay. And
Alicia,
I'd be like,
you enabler.
We're both late bloomers. She needed this.
I needed it. Anyways, so I have two stories. I came home. I was like, Rem, you deserve better. You need to like get rid of anything. We had a picture. And he hadn't texted me in like 2 weeks, maybe longer. I don't remember. Was it? No. I don't think it was 2 months. And I started burning the picture so that his face was on fire, right? And I was like, fuck you, by myself. And all of a sudden, ding, I look. He texts me. I go, I take the picture out, blow out the fire.
This is out of a movie.
I did some satanic weird shit, I think.
But like at any point in time, you're so emotionally invested in something, you literally burn a picture inside of your home. Yes. Like you're not ready. You got to take a step back.
Oh, honestly, I think it's so funny looking back that I thought that I was.
Right.
Like now that I'm like
right.
chilling.
But also to a degree, like now you have that to look back on and learn from it. So yeah. Like it's all good.
Oh, I live it. Anyways, my other story. I was like leaving notes around my house to like, if I wanted to text him, I'd look up and on my giant letter board, I had written block his number and enjoy your summer. And I was like, yes, bitch, do that. And then I get a text. What are you doing?
Do you guys get a common theme?
Yes.
I get a text.
Well, and the best part is she had specific like tone. She still does, has specific sound like tones to different people. So second she heard it, she knew it was him.
She's like Pavlov.
I would go fucking
like,
running.
With the dog, like just like, what? Is it him?
Literally. Huh? She'd be like.
I would literally like lose my breath.
I hate this guy.
Oh, me
he
too.
He sucks.
So then they asked me if I wanted to watch them play soccer at LA Live for like a charity thing. So I went. This is actually so embarrassing. I like went down and like stood.
I don't know if I know this story.
I had secondhand embarrassment. Honestly. You went and watched.
Stop judging both of you.
I like went.
This is a safe space.
I went.
Just us and
I
half
went
million people.
And I like watched him play soccer LA Live. In the thing.
She didn't
like,
even ask for me to come. She was just
I think there was just so much disapproval.
Yeah,
like especially
mission.
In like Asian Girl Squad. Like we were just like,
oh yeah,
what
no.
dumb bitch, like what are you doing?
And she's and there like, with her chair.
I bring my fold out chair with the umbrella.
You got face paint.
I brought
on.
Orange slices and Capri Sun.
I'm sure you brought snacks.
And then after they were like, oh, like, do you want to like go hang out? And I was like, yeah, you can like shower at my place. And we walk back and he walks in and I have block his number and enjoy your summer all over my walls.
Oh my God.
Like on the way to the bathroom and he looks and he goes, really? And then that was the last time I ever saw him. The last time. Well, I saw him that night and then in the morning and then I never saw him again.
Oh, like little asterisk over. Oh, I like never saw him eventually after that.
After that 24 hour period.
It was like unofficial breakup sex.
Maybe.
We'll call that.
What? We ended with a bang, though.
You did.
Hey, Cal.
Anyways.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We asked our viewers if they had any specific questions.
Oh, we have some good
questions.
Oh, I can't wait.
Wow.
This is so
wait.
Fun.
And I will admit, I was a little triggered whilst writing them, but that's okay.
That was whilst.
Okay, first thing. Most attractive things girls do or don't do in the beginning of a relationship.
Lauren, go ahead.
Also, boys. I want to hear boys, too.
Huh? This is most attractive things for girls.
No, I want to hear most attractive things boys do or don't do in the beginning of a relationship.
Okay, so I'm a notorious serial dater. So I've basically dated everyone that I've ever been on a date with. So I don't know what that says about me.
Is that really how you must just be so perfect for every guy? Yeah.
No. I don't think this is a healthy attribute.
But
to
do
me.
You go into it knowing?
No.
Like,
no.
You're
like,
gonna fall
when
in love
I met
with me.
Jeremy, I was on the precipice of my biggest hoe face.
She didn't
to come.
Have it written on her walls, but I definitely
she was on this is Jeremy.
Yeah.
And this is you.
Yeah. Her story arc was
yeah, it was real short. But no, he was like my third date after being single, and I was like ready to fucking hoe out. Like I was ready to just because I'm just such a notorious like serial dater. I was like, I really have never had more than like 6 to 8 months of being single. I was like, I'm in LA, single for the first time.
Do you remember we went to the club that one time?
Arena.
Oh and my you God. Were single.
Arena, yeah,
you
Arena.
Were single. Oh my God.
Literally, Jeremy talks about Arena in K-Town frequently.
I
want to
go so bad.
Take me to Arena. Take me to Arena.
I want to go so bad.
That was a great night. I got in trouble for getting on stage. Oops.
That's not unusual.
Yeah, that's like literally not out of character at all.
That's how I felt.
I'm sorry for having a good time at the club.
I found like four of my sweet like Asian sorority sisters there. It was such a good night.
It was like a meetup.
I can hear really the scream now of like,
in the bitch! Bathroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Lauren.
I think coming out of my last relationship, I was really blown away by anyone who had like really solid communication skills. And so like even on the first date, like this guy asked me so many questions about myself and I was like, oh my God, that's so nice.
You care.
And then a few other dates that I went on as well, same thing. But Jeremy was like super direct and like very clear in his intentions, very clear like communication of what he wanted. And then what was like the, oh, and also response speed was like at the speed of light.
Wow.
In texting. Like when we were in like maybe the first couple weeks of just like talking, he would have two screens at work and just like firing back responses in like seconds. And I was like, oh my God, like what's going on? It was almost like so flattering that I was like, is this a red flag? Like what, like the damage that's been done.
Classic, like, classic girl there too. Just like, wait, he's responding too fast.
Right, he's
that's
too nice.
Yeah.
He's too communicative.
He's
and
he's too interested
yeah.
in
he
me.
He asked me exactly when I wanted to go out. He met me there.
He was on time.
He was on time.
Offered
yeah.
to pay, did pay. And yeah, it, so it was
he
just
didn't
like.
Didn't try to have sex with me the first night. Something's wrong.
Wait, so when you met her, you knew you wanted, you pursued her hard as a relationship?
No.
Oh. That sounds like you were.
No, like when we met, like before we met, like on the first date?
Yes.
Well, you guys are a little different because you had met a while ago, but then you already knew of each other and then you like matched, right?
Right. Like I guess going into the first date, it's not to say I didn't like know what I wanted, but like I actually had been coming off of dating apps for like few weeks beforehand. I'm just like, I'm tired, I'm over it kind of thing.
Oh wow.
And when she of course reached out to me,
bitch.
Just kidding. Remember that DM that just went unread?
Yeah.
Oh.
I accidentally left him on, no, it wasn't even unread, I just didn't see it
unread.
It made it sure. to the general
unread.
Yeah, it was, it got stuck, it drowned in the general,
not on red. Unread.
Anyway, but yeah, like I feel like I wasn't like going into this actually with as much intention as other ones. And also because like we had like kind of known each other, I feel like I wasn't gonna go in and be like, let's have some sex.
Yeah.
I see.
So it was like a little bit different. But I will say after our first date, I was I will pride myself on the sense of I was particularly interested in her from the very first moment.
Why wouldn't you be?
She's a 10.
I think a lot of guys are just like, I don't really know whatever, but like literally after our first date, I was like, wow, I like this girl.
Now, what was it? Like, was it...
What did she do or don't do?
Yes.
It was.
He
like,
also went into it thinking that I was a big old nerd.
And that is...
still pretty accurate, but...
Sometimes true. No, but what did she do? I don't know. It's hard to put into words the most natural of feelings. And I wish I had
just
better
the chemistry.
Answer
you guys just clicked.
Yeah. Like, all the things that I didn't know I wanted, she filled the void like immediately. And then all the things I didn't like just weren't present.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I remember like our first kiss being like very like, it was the most like electric first kiss that I can ever remember.
It gives me hope.
You know what though? Okay. What I will say is that Jeremy had super low expectations because he thought I was a nerd, that I like never kissed a boy before.
I think that's a huge part.
She had a song called DIY Queen. It was about crafting.
That song fucks and DIY slaps so hard. Yeah.
No,
I
totally.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Have you
about.
Ever played it when you have sex?
Alicia I need Marie. You. Alicia Marie.
Obviously.
No.
I had to know.
No, I need to shut
she
this
wants
down
to know because she's going to play her own when she has sex next time. Yeah. Okay.
I need to write a song first.
Continue on.
What did Sorry. I leave off on? Oh, yeah. So expectations were low. So I feel like when I didn't just like try and do like a shitty little peck, he was like, oh, wow. You know what I mean? So I feel like the expectations were low. And that's probably why like I got a better score than anticipated.
What? Do you think there's a fucking scorecard to this?
I mean, you've just kissed so many bitches. I don't know.
God.
I don't know how you're so chill talking about it.
What do you mean?
I'm just like not a jealous person. Like I'm honestly not jealous, and I'm relieved that he's already done that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
He like got it out of his system.
There's also a big difference between someone being a total fuckboy and you finding out about it later from other people.
Yeah.
As opposed to like the second or third date, like hearing it directly from the mouth. Like it's different.
Yeah. I completely agree with
that. And also, like, that's the big piece of, like, communication. If you're the one that, like, will kill the own accusation right in the beginning, like, yeah, I've had quite a hoe face for sure. And, like, definitely
well,
over
and
it.
I don't feel like a true fuckboy in their height of everything would actually admit it.
No.
You know? So if they admit it for the most part.
Because they're not admitting it to themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're in denial.
Yeah.
Rum.
Just moving on. Does sleeping with someone early impact the possibility of a serious relationship?
I don't know why you're looking at me.
Oh, you want me to answer?
Yeah.
Sleeping with someone early. Yeah.
You good think? Or bad?
Yeah. I mean, it could go either way. But let's say the most impactful memory a guy has of a girl is like, sex. And because, you know, he was drunk. She was drunk.
Yeah.
She was having a bad day. He was having a bad day. Like, you kind of like climaxed, not literally. on a very like emotional thing in a really early part of like knowing somebody, and like I think it's easy to be like, yeah, it wasn't that good, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's move on. When like everyone in the world has had bad sex before, even if it's someone like they're married to, but like they're already married or like they've already been together kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right? It's just different when you like, feel like you like go into something and it just like isn't what you expect, and it kind of just like colors everything else.
That's so interesting.
I had to like stop Lauren from having sex with me on our second date. It was cute.
It was cute.
I remember that text.
He was cute.
I remember that text.
I was down.
She was definitely down.
I slept with Cal on the first date.
Fuck yeah, Cal. For the boys.
But I didn't think we'd ever date. I thought I'd never see him again.
Yeah, Remy was like, I'm going to just run through this one. Whatever.
I literally did not think I was ever going to see him again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How would you react to a girl telling you she's a virgin?
That's nice.
Would you say that, really?
I mean, that's good. It's great. Good for you.
No, honestly.
So I assume when I'm single, like in my hoe phase, and she said she's a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to say that I wouldn't like, that's a non-starter. But I think I then would put on like my own like responsibility of like not fucking that up.
Mm.
Like, I'm sure there's some dude out there that thinks that's ridiculously like oddly attractive for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know, and there are some people out there that would find that attractive for the right reasons. But like for me, as someone who had like, who didn't value sex in the same capacity, at least to my best guess, as what I think that she would, I would have to tread lightly. But it wouldn't be a non-starter.
T.
Like at all. It would definitely not be a non-starter.
I had to have that weird conversation once.
Yeah?
But everyone told me not to do it. All of my friends were like, don't say anything. Like, don't make it like a thing.
That and you were a virgin?
Like, yeah. But I was like, I don't think it's like a weird thing to like, not a weird thing to say or a weird thing to not say. But I was like,
at any point
in
time, you can't be honest about your truth.
Mm-hmm.
You're not ready for whatever that situation is.
I feel like guys just have like this idea that like if they were to take a girl's virginity, that girl would become then so attached and they get like scared. I feel like that's like the movie like narrative that you always hear.
But any
that's
dude, true. But it, any guy that thinks that has the right to think that, and they can feel that way. Mm-hmm. Just don't get involved with that guy.
Right. Totally.
Don't get involved with that guy.
We got a lot of neon signs to make.
I know. Maybe we can get a brand deal. Okay. Have you ever slept with...
Oh, Jesus.
Have you ever slept with girls in the same friend circle / roommates? And I need to tell you how this one came to be. I said on my story, guys, we're doing an episode with an ex-fuckboy. We're really excited. Ask your questions. Someone wrote, has Jeremy ever slept with girls in the same friend circle / roommate?
I'm dead.
Not even kidding.
Oh, how nice. Lauren?
That was sounded pretty
targeted. I mean, what do you mean? This they're literally asked you.
Okay. Yeah, which fucking time?
Okay.
Oh my god, especially in
this
college.
That's so true.
College.
That'd be hard though, because like sorority houses have like how many girls?
Oh my god,
them?
There'd always be drama in my sorority because like three girls would sleep with the same frat guy. Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. You know what? It's actually not as bad when it's the like thinking back to my own personal experience, it wasn't that bad because I feel like that happened all the time. And like girls, although they would be very upset about it to me or whatever, I think they're more upset with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But vice versa, there were a couple times, my bad, when I might have hooked up with a girl that like one of my buddies was interested in. But like there wasn't anything there, right?
Oh,
and
no.
And those are the times when I'm like, oh, I fucked up. Mm. I'm sorry, man. I shouldn't have done that.
Did you abandon or did you apologize to your
friends? No, of course I was an immature fuck and said, bro, I'm sorry, y'all dating? She didn't seem to have much, like, one that interested.
I think you have a lot of handwritten sorry cards to write after
if
this
only
episode.
My handwriting were legible. Yeah.
Just send out a big email.
Yeah, just a big blast.
BCC everyone.
Big blast with everyone
accidentally
forwarded
CC everybody. Yeah. Like, hey, everybody.
They all just fuck
just
you.
Just ridiculous.
That's funny.
Why did he randomly text me to only ghost me again?
That guy sucks. But that guy, okay, guys do that shit, especially on the control side.
To just see if you'll reply?
Yeah, just like, just test the waters. Like, guys are so unabashedly fucking stupid sometimes. They're just like, let's see how it goes. Like, and it's not like they're thinking to themselves like, ooh, let's fuck with her head for sure. Like, maybe there are some out there, but they're just like, do I still got it? Yeah, I still got it. Like, that's all it is. And it's stupid and it's low and it's like absolute just scum of the earth. But try not to think it's about you because it's completely about them. It's the most selfish thing.
They just want their ego stroked.
Yep. Ooh, I still got it.
That's so mean.
It is so mean.
That's so mean.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, if a girl says yes to friends with benefits, but you know she's really into you, do you bring it up or say nothing?
Lose-lose. That's lose-lose. Because if you bring it up, no, I don't think that way. I don't like, and like you run the risk of them being like, no, I don't feel that way. And if you don't bring it up and it is true, well, then you probably should have communicated about it. So like, you're fucked.
Mm. How nice. How optimistic.
No, but like that in particular is like, it's not to say there are very few people that I've successfully had friends with benefits with.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been a few.
Yeah.
And like,
how do you have it successfully?
You start out communicating the right way.
I'm just saying I don't want a relationship.
No, actually, let me take it back. You start out communicating and you keep that communication up through everybody. Because like they'll have maybe a little bit of a thing or you will and you'll fall in and out. And that little text of like, hey, what's up? Like has to be a mutual thing.
I would say 99.9% of times it does not work.
I was going to say, yeah, probably don't do it. Just don't do
just
it.
Don't.
What,
just
benefits?
Don't. Don't yeah. risk it. Don't risk it because it's probably not going to work.
Oh, I challenge this 100%.
No.
Bullshit. Why can't you?
I feel
benefits?
Like it's a 50-50 chance of who gets feelings. So it's up if you're willing to like.
I almost feel like it's higher on the girl's side.
It is.
Touching
I think
feelings.
It is.
Oh, I.
I think as a thick-skinned Jeremy over here, he's like confident in saying
I have
that
successfully
it could work.
Had friends with benefits.
Would the other person say that?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
T.
I bet all not all of them.
Okay, maybe
they're
not
all
one.
Like, no. Yeah, maybe not.
Well, there was a one time.
Maybe not
she
two.
Seemed fine. She said she was fine.
Yeah.
But also,
okay, maybe I've had like successful friend with benefit friend.
One.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. One. Uh-huh. One little shining star there.
Yeah.
And the one thing that made it successful was just open communication the entire time.
Totally.
And then who ended it first, and how did you end it?
You don't end friends with benefits.
Oh.
If you have
so
to,
he still has one, Lauren.
Yeah. Right. No, like, but if you have to end it, there's
then
something.
It's something.
Right.
So you just stop hearing from each other.
Yeah.
Wow. Remy just realized
Remy
she
right
had
now
a friend
his hand over her mouth in shock. Bitches, you know, the three of us here, we're not cut out for that.
No.
Let's just make it clear. We are not cut out for that.
I was told to my face they wanted to be friends with benefits. And I was like, I can change him.
Yeah.
So
no wonder
like,
you think
but,
it's toxic.
But I know a lot of other girls do that too.
Yeah.
Because totally. It's like the normal thing. But then that goes back to what I was saying. Is like, I didn't know. I knew what I wanted, but I wasn't honest with myself.
I'll flip that too. When it does happen to the guy, when like we're just friends, everything's cool, I don't have any feelings, and then he catches feelings. That dude's the one that ends up doing something really hurtful to mask his own like feelings away from himself.
So,
you know what I mean?
What we're saying is, boys ain't shit.
No, boys ain't shit. Fuck them.
Not literally.
Well, sometimes,
if you want.
Yeah.
But open communication.
Yeah, at your discretion. But no, like to me, the friends with benefits, if it just like it like fizzles out, like there's nothing for it to stop. It's like you just don't text that person anymore.
Yeah, that makes sense because there's like you don't feel like you have to end.
Because also you're not chatting, you're not like getting to know each other. Totally. You just meet up, you have sex, and then you leave.
Now that being said, if you then get into a relationship and you do hit that person, that's a red flag. Because if you're hitting someone that you didn't have any like real like emotional connection to, and you hit them after you have an emotional connection with somebody else, that's a big issue. And if you're thinking about that person when you're in a relationship, you need to take a step back and think about what you're doing.
Hit meaning sex?
No, like if you're like if every time you text that person,
yeah,
it's for sex or like it's transactional, okay, right? Okay, yeah. Like then when it's done, it's done. And if you get in a relationship with like somebody else,
yeah,
right? You need to make sure you don't text that person.
Oh God,
because
yeah,
then there is something more there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I was very confused. Yeah. Okay, that makes more sense. Yes. Well, that's wrong either way. So, what's the biggest sign he's a fuckboy?
I don't know why everyone keeps looking at me.
But because this is a collaborative affair.
I know, but he is the fuckboy, the ex fuckboy.
What the fuck? Okay. The biggest.
You know what? The one thing for me that like I will say based on my very, very small pool of dating experience is that actions will always speak louder than words. But sometimes I've had a reverse situation where they'll say specific things, but just act completely not like that. So, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just when there's a disconnect between what they're saying and what they're doing, it could be on either side.
Yeah.
And it just pushes and pulls you in so many different directions and strings you along. And if they're not being very clear on both sides of like what they want and what they're showing you, bitch, you gotta go.
Yeah, that's so true.
I don't think there's any like one clear indication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if he wanted to, he would. And if he wanted to, he would.
Yeah.
So if he wanted to, he would.
No, like guys, the only thing we're really good at is like following what our dick wants us to do. Like we're really good at that.
Not according always. To men's health, yes.
Yeah, men's health. But like, yeah. And also like if everything just seems too like easy almost and like too natural.
So you at that time when you met Lauren, do you feel like if you had met her years before, it would have been similar? Or do you think you just had to like go through all that?
I think if I met her years before, it would have been a total disaster.
T.
Absolutely. Absolutely. On both sides, I feel like.
She like really wanted to like hammer that home. She's like, yes, you would have fucked it up.
You would have. No, but I would have too. You know what I mean? Like I had to learn things in past relationships. Like if we had met, you know, 5 years ago, there was so much more that I had to like learn and mature over time. And like, have happened to me as well to know how to navigate that moving forward.
Totally. So do you guys think that it's true that you can meet the right person but at the wrong time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Someone's like yes right now.
Yeah. That's so interesting. I disagree personally.
No, but like that's why like I always say like I'm so grateful that Jeremy had his hoe phase and we met after that. Yeah. Especially like as he was starting to like come down and be tired of it.
Yeah.
Like even like 6 months earlier, like maybe it just wouldn't have been the right time.
Right.
But you met at the right time.
We met at the right time.
So you didn't, yeah. Okay, understood.
Love it. I think timing's everything.
Same. Oh yeah, absolutely.
We're all like just like stewing in that.
No, like I've got a lot to think about right now.
I wish everyone could see Remy's face right now.
I know. Remy's face right now the entire time.
I feel like I just got a lot of answers that I've been wondering for a very long time.
That's good.
Yeah, no, we should have had this conversation a long time ago.
With us just like.
Yeah, we're here. Yeah, you're like, yeah, bitch, you should do it. I'm like, no, bitch, don't do it. And Jeremy's like in the middle being like, okay, so here's
Remy, what are you want?
Happening.
What do you want?
That's so funny.
That's funny.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and enlightening all of us, especially myself. I feel like we can tie up a lot of loose ends, move on with our lives now. And I think that this probably helped a lot of people listening.
Yeah. And if you feel like you just want more and you're so sad that this is ending, there is an episode you can go listen to on Lauren and Jeremy's podcast, Wild Till 9, because this is a pod swap and you should go listen.
Listen and then watch it on YouTube.
Give them that coin.
Do you have anything you'd like to add to our conclusion?
This is the best setup for now me knowing all of the dirty and juicy and just nasty question to ask both of you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
I can't wait. I'm so glad
I know we
kind of
grilled you the whole time.
I know. You did nothing but just pour the gasoline on it. I'm going to go home and write down, I'm not kidding, 100 questions that I think will just get the absolute, just the scum of the earth questions that need to be answered by everyone.
We should have gone second.
I know.
This is the warm-up. This is the warm-up for how hard Jeremy's about to go tomorrow.
I can't wait. This is truly a two-part series.
And
on that note, don't forget to subscribe to Pretty Basic. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. Okay, bye.
I'm so scared.